Daily Gospel for Wednesday, the 2nd of January, 2013. The Wednesday before the Epiphany. The saints of the day, St. Basil the Great and St. Gregory Nazianzen, both bishops and doctors of the Church. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to St. John, chapter 1, verses 19 to 28. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Messiah." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? So we can give an answer to those who sent us. What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The commentary of the day from St. Anthony of Padua, Franciscan and Doctor of the Church, Sermons for Sundays and Feast Days, and the third Sunday of Advent. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, according to Philippians 4, 5 through 6. This is what God the Father says in the prophet Isaiah, "I am bringing on my justice," that is to say, his Son. "My salvation shall not tarry. I will put salvation within Zion and give to Israel my glory." It is what today's gospel says. One is standing in your midst, one whom you do not know, mediator between God and men, a man, according to 1 Timothy 2, 5, Christ Jesus arises in the camp of this world to fight the devil. As victor, he rescues man and reconciles him with God our Father, but you do not know him. Sons have I raised and reared, but they have disowned me. An ox knows its owner, and an ass its master's manger, but Israel does not know me, and my people has not understood, says Isaiah 1, 2-3. How close the Lord is to us, and we do not know him. I have fed my children with my blood, he says to us, as a mother feeds her children with her milk. I have raised above the choirs of angels the human nature I have taken, to which I am united. Could he show us greater honor? And they have rejected me. See whether there is any sorrow like mine, says Lamentations 1:12. So then, have no anxiety at all, for it is anxiety concerning material things that makes us forget the Lord.